Hey everyone, Brian and Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're diving into something super crucial today, how to prioritize your well-being when your schedule is tighter than a drum solo at a polka festival. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly chasing deadlines and obligations, barely catching your breath between juggling work, relationships, family, maybe even that dream of finally conquering Mount Everest in your spare time? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies being busy, but let me tell you something, true success isn't about how much you cram into your day, it's about how well you take care of yourself amidst the chaos. Today, we're going to break down 5 actionable tips to weave well-being into even the busiest schedules. Remember, this isn't about adding another thing to your to-do list, it's about shifting your perspective and making conscious choices that fuel your physical, mental, and emotional health. First up, schedule self-care like you schedule a meeting with your boss. Seriously, block out time in your calendar for things that genuinely recharge you. That could be a 30-minute walk in the park, a quick yoga session, reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish, or even just 10 minutes of quiet meditation to clear your head. When you treat self-care as an important appointment, you're more likely to stick to it. Next, learn to say no. This is a big one, folks. You can't pour from an empty cup. Be honest with yourself about what you realistically have time and energy for. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to taking care of yourself. Third, fuel your body right. This doesn't mean resorting to restrictive diets or deprivation. Focus on nourishing your body with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and plenty of water. Think of it as giving your body the high-quality fuel it needs to perform at its best. A balanced diet is like investing in a high-performance engine. It keeps you running smoothly and efficiently. 4. Move your body. We're not talking about marathon training here, although that's awesome if you're into it. Even small bursts of physical activity can make a big difference. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, go for a brisk walk during your lunch break, or do some stretching while you watch TV. Getting your body moving releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that boost your mood and reduce stress. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a Zen master overnight. Simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment, can make a world of difference. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, or simply observe the world around you. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're juggling deadlines at work, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some time for yourself. You wake up feeling stressed, already behind schedule, and tempted to skip breakfast and coffee, not exactly setting the stage for a productive day. But what if you took a few minutes before diving into your to-do list? What if you made a conscious choice to practice some mindful breathing, enjoy a nourishing breakfast, or even just take a quick walk outside? Even these small adjustments can significantly impact your energy levels, focus, and overall mood throughout the day. Remember, prioritizing your well-being isn't about achieving perfection, it's about making choices that support your physical, mental, and emotional health, even when life gets hectic. So take those 5 key takeaways to heart. Schedule self-care, learn to say no, fuel your body right, move your body, and cultivate mindfulness. These small, but powerful actions can make a huge difference in how you navigate the daily grind and feel more empowered to embrace everything life throws your way. Go out there, prioritize your well-being, and crush it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder that they deserve to be well. I'll see you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic State of Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.